This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Father, we honor your name. Father, we thank you, oh God. It's indeed a good day to be in your presence, to be among those you have separated, to bestow your light upon. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy that didn't escape us in the days of our flesh. Thank you, O God, that we can number our days as being among the righteous. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're unveiling to our souls. It is healing. We call it salvation. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving us bread in due season. We honor and hallow your name. We enthrone you. You are the reason. And we praise you forevermore. Amen.
Rata kaba babelus kava haligrina hustavenia kabeleno sevea kaldon savaka chum 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 kauganis kakao kaniska haprus ava al izinizinzula shoutana makatisia shoutana mile kwatana masia shouta kapanuel akapas kavako lekanoka kushoutene kola kola kula kaleko kaleko mokaba bargeskvina gift brought you a gift brought you a gift brought you a gift 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 brought you a gift brought you a gift. It's a rule. It's a scepter of rule. A scepter of rule. A scepter of rule. It's a rule. Rulership. 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 Access. 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 Given. Access given. Giving you access. Granting you right. Even right of way. Right of passage. Right of entrance. Granting you right of entrance. Enter in. Enter in. Enter in. Enter in. Find pasture. Find pasture. Take of pasture. Deliver pasture. Molakwa kamamba bloke neplo tanama. Hear the voice of the Son. Hear the voice even of the living God. Hear the voice of the Son. Hear the voice of the living God. Hear the voice. Hear the voice. Hear the voice. And proclaim even according to what you hear. For you see, I am at hand speaking. And making utterances for you to find entrance, for you to find passage. For you see, there is great pasture here. There are many things to be said. There is many to take, even in this field, and deliver even to them that hunger and to them that thirst. For you see, abundance is here. Pasture in abundance. Bread in abundance. Hear the voice, even of the Son. Break the bread. Distribute even the bread that all may eat and all may see and all may be strong. That all even may be strong, saith the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, quite interesting, I was in Luke 22 and in Matthew, I was just thinking about my body broken for you. And then the interpretation of the tongue came and I said, wow, God, you are really after something today. You are really after something today. So I'm going to trust God for help just to follow that direction in the spirit and see what he fountains forth for our life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, there are a lot of things that have been spoken and they seem like they're saying it and saying it again. You know, this thing is not, it should not be burdensome to you. Amen? It should not be what? Let's go Philippians 3:1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous. But for you it is what? It is safe. These things are safe for your soul. You must delight in hearing instructions and commandments from the throne of God. Your soul mustn't like, can we move to deeper things? You know that thing I was speaking about before? You want Pastor Thompson to come out of the foundation to start painting beautiful things. You know, he said this morning, he felt that we are still talking about covetousness of the flesh, not even the spirit. But you think, you know, you could be seated there and thinking, Pastor Thompson, let's have a separate service for those disciples. For us who want to go to the Mount of Transfiguration. Bring us and teach us heavenly things. Covetousness of spirit. That's the level we're at. You could be presumptuous like that you want to move to that level. But you are abandoning safety. Now I take my kids, when I take them to swim very early. My mom never liked it. She never liked it when my father taught us to swim. But even when I took my children, she felt it a bit. She was a bit fearful. When I take them into the deep and I let them go, they have to swim by force. Amen. You know, we used to have this thing. I lift them from here and I throw them like by a wheelbarrow into the deep part of the pool. And then I jump in and I go on and I catch them and I make it fun. And they don't know fear, so they just think it's a game. Amen? But every time I come up, my grandma is shouting. Remember the pool I used to take them kids? And after a while, she says, Hans, I can't go. Even the lifeguard came. I said, no, it's okay. They can swim. Don't worry. I'm training them. You know, but that's how my father taught me to swim. Amen? But that child is under my care while they are learning that skill. If I have a shallow pool in my garden, this high, and that child goes in the backyard by itself, it can't just go and jump in. It's not safe. So safety has to do with the person that is superintending over nurturing you as you build that skill. You can't just go yourself and dive yourself. You know, sometimes they tell you, stay away from certain doctrines. Just read this book is what we are doing right now. We'll do review. But you go in a bookstore and you're looking for something clever to tell you how to love your wife. You brothers, I find this manual. A man. And they define what a man is. You want to go ahead of the class to prepare yourself for marriage. The once a week meeting with your pastor, they are too slow. I want to gather strength. So when I talk, they will say, you are ready to go through. 3 months. It is not safe. It is not what?
Safe.
So there are certain things and instructions that will come from the front. It's for your safety. Now you don't, using that analogy of me throwing my child in the water, you don't see somebody doing that and then you go and throw yourself in the water. Or throw somebody's child in the water. Amen? So there are certain things that are safe for your soul. You will be sensible and wise to walk according to the times and seasons set for you. Even in this corporate work. Amen? Be patient with the growth of your soul. As somebody said, I think this morning or in one of the ministrations, it's 6,000 years That's what we're trying to package. 6,000 years of the walk of man learning God, you are trying to catch up to speed with and to go further. Be patient. It will come. Be patient, it will come. So he said, I write the same things to you. To me, indeed, it is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. We will go together. Let's go to 1 John 5. So it's John the Beloved, he's writing. He says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep what? His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For his commandments are what? What he goes on to say. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even what? Our faith. So we are on a journey of faith to overcome the world. Now, Pastor Thompson talked about sins of the flesh. And I do understand a desire and an appetite for understanding and knowledge. You know, a lot of us, we want, you know, sometimes when message is sweet, we want it to go on and to go on. But there's a doing that your heart needs to have in order to deal with the next allocation. Amen? That's why we set, I guess, in this boundary of time. If left up to us, we are all monk transfiguration brethren. We just want to encamp. No, you have to go back down the hill and do. You just want to encamp in presence. You have to walk so your salvation is worked out. Amen? You have to walk. So it's not just a receiving of knowledge. There's a place where your soul, in order to receive the meals of heaven, it has to go back with your brethren and learn to walk and love the brethren. Love the commandments and do them. You can't love them and not doing them. You love and you what? You love and you do them. You know, so when Jesus said, this is my body broken for you, he said that early in Luke, then he said it later, you know, Luke wrote it later in Luke 22. You can hear that and it's just esoteric, it's just out there. But when Jesus was living among the 12 apostles, his body was being broken. His obedience was being lived out in front of them. Now, that to some degree is weakness, but is also strength. Can you have perfect understanding and somebody asking a question and you keep your mouth quiet? No, you want to talk, not so. In all conversations, you want to put your own inside of it. You want to be Stephen. You see yourself as giving an explanation of the full doctrine. You think if they only ask me to do book review, you're waiting, you want to be last. You either want to be first because there are two types of people. I realize there are two types of people in church. There are some who want to go first so nobody can say the thief anything from them. Amen? They want to say it before anybody else say. And there are those who want to come last. After all of you, I will bring you all your stuff together. And add on top of it, and you will see that you had your chance. I've just brought further light. But you got to practice esteeming others above yourself. Now, that thing Paul did in the end of Romans when he greeted the brethren is something that he was doing from even Corinthians and those other chapters. Amen. He was saluting brethren and recognizing where they stood in the faith. So he wasn't exalting himself as the end of all things. There's a place where Paul could have exalted the brethren. He's practicing esteeming others. And the reason why his ministry has power, because of the love and the charity gifts that have been shown to him by those whom God have placed him amongst. Some of us, if they give us microphone or a time in a Bible fellowship or in university, everybody here will disappear. Not so? You will function understanding like if you went and studied it. That's what a lot of us do from Google. What they call them? Subject matter experts, but something, something, something. I heard somebody use an acronym just now. A lot of subject matter experts. That's a quick look at AI, and then you close it, and then you come and you start to talk. A lot of us are like that with scripture as well. You haven't lived many of the things you are speaking about, but yet you can't say them patiently and with fear and trembling. You are talking about them with great authority and utterance. Heaven will help us. I'm just trying to show that Jesus and God is a father who serves. You know, you don't see that. You say he's not a bit, you know, he was talking about benefactors. Some of us, and sometimes the men balance today. Sometimes the men get a bad shake because they are men and we deserve it. It's for our good. Yeah, it is not grievous for them to whip us. But sometimes we see office as a place to reap reward. Your heart is no different from some of the evil governors that have given us in this land. You know, some of our governors, we use our mouth to talk about them. Those in high office. But our souls are just like that. They give you a department HOD. And we are no different. Not so? We are no different. We use it to reap benefit. Children are not there for you to draw your pension from. They haven't given you members in your department for you to be ingratiated. It's for you to leave an inheritance to them. So, to have the real heart of a father, and when you hear father, you know when you hear things, you don't think gender, not so. You know, sometimes they talk about the men and the women, say, amen. Or they talk about women, guys say, amen. You know, you give them. And we also do that with doctrine that is coming from the front. Every time I hear the word of God preach, I make it me. Every time. It can be something that I think I overcame 10 years ago. I take it as that is for me. That is for me. Because I've learned something in this walk. One mercy heaven I've granted my soul. You cannot truly receive from the throne of God unless you are truly broken. Let me explain what I mean. You see, if you are evil governor, let's ask ourselves a question. Imagine you are an evil tax collector. If you are a person giving your body for sexual exploitation, male or female, on this street, you are a murderer. You just got let out and everybody in your village know, or your street. It is difficult for you to come and sit here. And you know, Romans 5 is read, and you say, amen, I receive. You know, you can't talk powerfully. And why is that? A lot of us, we haven't overcome the stain of sin. We don't believe truly in the power of Jesus and what he has done. So we sit with our accomplishments. But a lot of us is how far that thing was that we last did that gives us authority to say amen. You understand? If it was last night, your amen is very... That contriteness, that is not contrite, that's condemnation. Contriteness is even when it's far in your past, you can still with humility say, I'm an unprofitable servant. You don't think you're profiting is because, how many letters I have written? Ephrata, so many letters we have sent. And that make you profitable. Galatians got one, Laodicean. Your profiting is by what you are becoming. So when the word of God is being declared, when Jesus' body is being broken, you must see yourself in weakness. Now, didn't Jesus our Lord did that? He said, good master. What he said? Hey, there's no one good. He separated himself from the accolade of goodness. and was formed hidden behind the Father. That's the nature of the heart that must be formed inside of us. That we could hide behind weakness. We don't boast in strength. Because you have already affirmed your soul. We just need to go into deep truth. You are displaying, suffer not the little children to come unto me. Not understanding in their coming, you are being helped. When the children came, the disciples were helped. They didn't understand that they saw preeminence. They didn't see that they were puffed up with pride. So children coming caused them to see her. They didn't have a Davidic heart. Search me, O Lord, and find if there is anything hidden and secret inside there. So this is how the Father body is broken down. He walked with them. He said, haven't I called you? He said, didn't I see you when? Amen? So Saul got so puffed up. He didn't see himself as the weak Benjamite. You know? When you were small in your own eyes, wasn't it then that I called you? Amen? So you don't wait until you have a legacy of standing before men. Because if Satan trip you up, you will not be able to go and stand in line. You know the rich young ruler, that was his thing. I did all these things. He said, but what must I do to be perfect? What did they say? Sell all your goods. So he still had one thing that connected him to the world. And he said, just now, I have to, you're telling me to go and stand up behind the fishermen? Judas, who all of us talking about thieving the money, people that see him in the market spending the money on his own things. You're asking me to go behind Judas. Those other guys who are fighting and whatever the case is, and very proud, sons of thunder. You're telling me to go behind them and follow. Other people in that 120 or 500. So he found it difficult when the little speck, what he thought was a little speck in his eye, when they show him how big it is, it's a plank. You have catarrh. We need to take it out and somebody need to lead you by the hand. For the next few days or few years, you need to let somebody lead you. Paul, who was learned of Gamaliel, that's a blind man, put him in Sunday school. He wouldn't go to Sunday school by himself. Would he go by himself? So some of you, they have to sit on you. Put you sit down. Do you have anointing? Yes. Do you have stature to carry the anointing? No. Do they love you? Yes. So then what do? They ask you to sit and learn. Grow in grace. So that you can carry the anointing. They tell you, can you put your anointing down? Can you do what? And can you learn? So, I'm coming back to the point. There are things that heaven seeks to reign your heart in with. And some of those instructions, many times I've disobeyed them. And even when you're sharing, I see one that I was going to post a picture even yesterday. And why? And please, I tell you this. Learn when that voice comes. Don't silence it. You silence it, you will be able to tread upon it easily. Some weeks ago, we had a team barbecue. We invited the people who we work with to come and we were having a barbecue and whatever. And I was going to post a picture and I realized I took it just as I was looking through the pictures. I took a picture that just kind of captured a kaleidoscope of, you know, to give like, and my heart said, Hans, what's going on there? I'm breaking myself for you now. Not all. I'm just showing you. That thing exposed a motive. There was a projection that we have all these people that we have gathered. And that thing, I said, Father, thank you. There's something here. There's something here that you... You know, that thing is Genesis 4, verse 6. Why is your soul rot? Go and take dominion over that thing. But you just Now the brethren asked me something. Pastor Hans, iniquity and sin, which one is higher? And it's a good question. And I started to explain iniquity, and somebody said, one of the brethren said something. He said, okay, iniquity is like the thought, but sin is the action. And then and they start to explain stuff, and I like to hear them. And I start to talk about iniquity from the place. I said, Ezekiel 28, and I loved it. But I then start to say why we had to deal with thoughts, why we had to deal with iniquity. People were just concerned about the child that sin produced. You know, in James, it says, after those thoughts go all the way through, it produced death. But death is not the thing you want to deal with in your heart. You want to deal from the place of the conversation. You see that conversation in Genesis 3, verse 1 to 4. That thing produces desire. By the time you get to Genesis 3, verse 5, you start to say, the woman says, and when she saw, verse 6, that the tree. So that thing, that speaking, produce a desire. That desire then grows and produces a child of murder down the road. You are powerless, so. You have to mind that child. What is minding that child? You have to walk through your life with that bastard offspring of nature and keep holding it under and loving God with that bastard offspring as part of your lineage. It carries your name. Your name is associated with it. You can't disown it. It has your face. So they speak to you early in the day. And they say, guard your heart. Audit your friends. Are you trying to prove that you could walk to university and have bad friends? But have you ever... You put a bad mango in a basket with good mango. What happens in the event? No, all the good mango change the bad one. That's what happened in your house, not so. The bad planting that is rotting and the flies on it get purified by the good ones that is around it. So when you make excuses, it just happened to be the hall they put me on, and you are allowing conversations. Now people are boasting that they're canceling people. Not so? Canceling culture. Unsaved are not ashamed to cancel people. Many of us had enough time to cancel ourselves off a certain chat groups. But you're too ashamed. How are we going to look if I excuse myself and say, no, I don't want to be a part of it? So you leave yourself there. Then they start to ask you, how come you don't respond? So you start to just send a little emoji that, you're too ashamed not to be disassociated. Now unsafe people are disassociating themselves from other unsafe people. And it's not normal, not so. But some of us, we need to cancel ourselves from certain things. Do an audit of your friends. Do an audit of even who you associate with in church. You know when you go home from church, you say, hey, Kai, Pastor, rip that revelation. That summary I love. I like that. What I want to also hear is, you know when they said that, I realized, brother or sister, we are murmurers or we have to change. Yeah. That is where you need to be. Something must circumcise you. Something must what? Circumcise you. If the word of God is not dividing and circumcising your heart, then something is wrong. It is not there just to affirm you. You are here because you are sick. Your soul needs healing. That's why we are given, added to the church, to be saved. So if we are to be saved, and if salvation is healing of the soul, you must, when you come under the grace on the house, see areas in your heart that need to be separated. Now, Jesus said it one way. He gave a parable. He said there were two people, one come in the house to pray, two people come in the house to pray. One, when they pray, they just affirmed everything they did for the last week. Not so? And next one came, he says, I am a sinner. They came to a place and they wanted healing. So they asked for something. The other person says, reward me. Isn't that the prodigal son parable as well? You come before the presence of the Father, you want to just draw down. You didn't even kill a calf for me and my friends. What the other son said, I am not even worthy to be called a servant. So there's a posture of heart when you come before presence. There's a what posture of heart that we need to have when we come before presence. One that is willing to be healed. One that sees lack. One that could say, for all that I have done, help my unbelief. Then you are able to truly receive from the Lord. Young people, you are added to this house to be saved. Do not think you have arrived. No, I'm not saying don't go and not talk to some people in church. Don't use my admonition to... Don't go cancel people. You can't be a part of this group, but you can challenge. Do you who are what? Spiritual, restore. So if you're not spiritual, you can't restore. If you are not what? If you're not spiritual, you can't restore. That is why we are seeking to become a spirit. Now he said, to seek, to kill, to what? And what else? The devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, sometimes among the saints, somebody will make a faux pas. They will just talk or act contrarily. It is not unto death. You cover such a one. But you got to know your level. You don't, sister, I need to share a word with you. And in the deep hours of the night, you are sending Bible passages at 11:30. And hoping that a response comes so you could practice your teaching doctrine. It is not wise. But when somebody comes and you see Satan is trying to steal, you who are spiritual can restore. But he said this in Matthew. He said, hey, if you see a brother fall, he offend you, talk to him. If he's not hearing you, take some others and carry them. Some other matters are above that pay grade. You have to carry them before the church. Because death is in view. So there are allowances for, you know, sometimes you talk to somebody, they're having contrary conversation and said, hey, I don't feel comfortable when we talk about this. Somebody could just be saying, for that setup, why we don't meet at this time? Or what? That's an entrance for murmuring. I'm not saying you can't have a difference of opinion. But if somebody's sounding off on you about why your department is not being run efficiently, and actually saying to you in guise, your pastor don't know what he's doing to appoint this person to be head of this department. They're trying to destroy many things in your soul. It is not that we should meet for 8 or whatever. It looks like they're giving an opinion on something that could be more efficient. But inside of that thing is a rebellion against authority. You become a son of Korah. You don't allow those things. You guard your heart. If you can't spot Satan sneaking behind comments that are murmuring, watch yourself for. It's just a matter of time before death comes to your soul. Don't lie. You'll go and pull the best scriptures, join them together, not so Pastor Elvis, and you will send a very beautiful salutation. I want you to look to your left. Look to your left right now. I want you to look to your right. And you're looking at the person. Oh, when last has heaven stirred your heart to write such a salutation to them? Now, loving them is one thing. So when you look to your left and your right, I think you're looking at brethren. I'm asking you as husband and wives as well. I want to be able to just pull from God and affirm over my wife and let her hear me saying it. Not even hiding behind WhatsApp and predictive text. Some of us may be using AI now to even type salutation. I see people like Pastor Thompson going like this. Sorry, oh. We are using AI to prophesy over each other. There must be a place where from the well of your soul you practice exhorting, affirming, agreeing with the prophetic intent of God in your brethren, in your children, in your wives. Don't just do it for pastor appreciation. Don't do that thing. You are plain. You are a liar. You are not true. If you feel uncomfortable when you do it, brethren, I'm encouraging you, keep doing it. You become more and more less conscious of yourself and more aware of the one to whom you serve. Yeah? It doesn't feel comfortable. But that act was making a pledge. I am identifying myself. But something was overriding it. An identification with something that was in my soul. So you practice. That thing don't come just by itself. Things that are true. You know, you practice saying things that are true. Agreeing with the report of the Lord. Then in time, you can be anywhere and you could bend down and fix your wife's shoe, or you could deal with it. Listen to me, a lot of you, even behind closed doors, you can't even wash each other's feet. That thing Jesus was doing openly. Did he do it? Say, come, bring your feet here. No, he derobed himself. And he went down. You have to practice. This is what it means by my body broken for you. When I see communion table here, those are the thoughts. Those are the things should be connecting in your mind. When they are reading 1 Corinthians and talking about his body broken for us. Don't just see the thing in the passion of our Lord. See the obediences. The obediences when he walked among men. How he served and how he loved. How he exalted. Calling people rock right after they're being vessels of talking nonsense. People disappointed with who they're seeing and saying, ah, in you there's no guile. Just calling for nature. A lot of us will be insulted, though. No, a lot of us can't do that. We will be offended. There will be discord. Offense is discord with judgment. You'll have discord in your heart. You will think, you don't know a prophet has come to you. Shake off the dust off my feet. Nothing good from me will come to you. You know, a lot of us know things in the Bible to appropriate wrongly. If they don't receive you, thus you're very, you know, that is the one we will appropriate. We wouldn't bless them that curse you. You don't know that one. Not so. You know, thus the very sand off your footstep. And you cancel generations off. Jonah tried to do that and they tried to help him. My boy, I know they are sinners. That is why I sent you. You're not a preacher. After you preach and your ministry was successful, you are not upset because you want them to perish. So, love your brethren. Practice speaking life to those that God has sent you to. Learn to serve. You see, they're talking about presence. No, talking about presence to all of us. There are things that are too wonderful to understand. But I'll continue to listen until my soul can apprehend them. But while that is being declared, do those things. Do you understand them? Don't find yourself speaking evil. Don't find yourself not serving well within households, managing finances. Those things, they help your soul. You live according to your means. I like nice things. But God warned me. One day I saw a guy with a belt. He just bent over. I saw his belt. I said, I like that belt. I didn't like the belt. I saw the glory attached to the belt. It was unique. I thought I will get the belt. And heaven said to me, life I'm calling you to, do not be a pole bearer for vanity. He said, when eyes are upon you, Make sure they are not lusting to be like you. Be very careful. Show me. Don't let them see you. So I'll always try to hide. I don't like microphone. I don't like being in the front. If I can't joyfully drop 200 pounds casually in the offering basket, why would I want to wear? You know, you could have no temperance in your heart. You're thinking, if I only get a chance, I'll buy a terrible shoe the last 7 years. I always say it, your vanity cannot last 2 months. 2 months, your vanity will consume that shoe and you want another. Why you want a shoe that can last 7 years? A lot of us, people are going naked because of us. True or false? If we go home and we gather our shoes. Also, gather our trousers. There is enough to clothe a lot of brethren. Your vanity has already outgrown them. But can I tell you a higher level? There must be things that you give that you don't even wear. Things that you love, that you will like for yourself. Heaven could bring you to a place that you buy it for somebody else to honor them. Not because, you know, you see a terrible glasses frame. You think, my eye test is 2 years away. I can't wait until then. I want to change these glasses. You know? But you come to a place where you can even bless the brethren. I really love Jesus, my Lord, and the example he lived in the days of his flesh. You know, people quote scripture, perfume wash his feet, he ride a colt that wasn't ridden, and they use that for advantage to draw down unused things in this life. It is not the nature of my Lord, though. Stop lying on him. You didn't talk about where he was born. You didn't speak about the people to which he found himself amongst. So you could go to the book and use scripture to gain an advantage. But I thank God. A miserable Syrian was my father. About to perish. Deuteronomy. A Syrian was my father about to perish. Now listen to me. Gentile was because of a nature was adopted. They all came from Adam. So becoming Gentiles and becoming Syrians is natures that were developing the soul. And then they separated them for a purpose. So when you come into Genesis 12 and they now call that Syrian, it's everybody else in mind. So you are called and your bum bum is on these chairs because they have others in view. They have who in view? I talk about blessing your brethren. One of the dealings over the last few years that I find very hard. God has me on that dealings of blessing Gentiles. Father. Pastors I could bless. When they want to spoil your goods to bless Gentiles, you want to know what profit it is. And God took me to the word. Took me to Exodus 2. Took me to Deuteronomy. Hey, don't let Pharaoh exceed you. When they see they talk about, unless your righteousness exceed the Pharisees. He said, don't let Pharaoh exceed you. He says, I sent Abraham down and I blessed him. End of Exodus 2. He said in Deuteronomy as well. So a Pharaoh, the blessings we boasting about in Abraham is a Gentile giving me to. But guess what? Daddy Abraham is not like many of us. If they bless us, we'll be defined by that blessing. He had an identity. And this is why I love this woman. I like buying things. Because it is okay and safe. I'll be foolish. And some of you with your children, with your spouses. If your generosity of heart in natural things is going to corrupt their souls, please don't do it. Please what? You have a child. Every time they see camera, they like to run in front of it. And you go and create dedicated albums, you are setting that child up to perish. I like to give her things. You understand, David? But I feel safe that her soul is not enthralled by nothing. I take pictures of her often, but she's not taking my phone and taking pictures. I really look good in this one. Send this one to But some of us, with our children, with our own selves, you know that thing when you have to take 15 pictures before you send one? You never look good enough. You always want to be the one look good. No, it's good. It's good for you to know. My wife helped me. She said, you know when everybody's eyes could be closed or they could be looking away. But once you are looking stared on into the camera like that, that's the picture you're sending. It doesn't matter how anybody else looks. It is you. You know that your heart has not yet come to esteem others above yourself. If you could send the best picture is one way you are not looking good, but the other five people look okay, then you know your heart is coming to be okay. When your face is partially blocked. Now, did we see the majesty of Jesus our Lord fully in the earth? No, we didn't. The Holy Ghost is the one leading us into truth and showing us beauty that we didn't yet properly apprehend. So the Godhead, they serve each other by revealing each other, by serving themselves. Jesus revealed the Father to us. He keep telling us about the Father's heart. If you see me, you see the Father. Amen? He was using his obedience, all the power that was inside of him, that the world was created by, and hid that thing for 33 and a half years. And all he did was reveal the Father. And he says, if you saw me, you saw the Father. What a lot of people saw was what? The Holy Ghost. Because you know he was full. Not so? Luke tells us, and he went and he was full of the Holy Ghost. Now, what did they see? They saw miracles. He said, do you believe me just for these things? So it's the Holy Ghost that was revealed in power of the miraculous that many people saw of Jesus, our Lord. Not the Father to whom he was seeking to reveal. Now, a lot of people are not even seeing the Son. You know, they stone us by their words for preaching Christ and Christ alone. Is he for real? I will preach Jesus and Jesus only. Will not stray into philosophy. I say, I will expire you. I will sit down and listen. I'm still listening. And Jesus alone is being preached. Don't preach. Be careful. It's not that Moses and these guys are not in the Bible. But if you preach them as an end in themselves, you will come to a place and say, we are all men. We have all faults. Now, when you preach Jesus, there is no occasion for saying we are all men. Because he said, be perfect as what? So it's possible to be perfect. But if you preach men, Elijah is a man of like passions. And then when you're running down the street, you say, Elijah ran as well from Jezebel. Isn't it okay? So you give allowance to your human frailties when you preach men. But when you preach Christ in them, the Christ revealed inside of them, you're actually preaching Christ himself. So you don't preach their weakness. You don't preach where they have fallen short. There are all kind of people in the kingdom. Look how many mistakes these guys have made. And you create an occasion in your heart to settle for less than the perfection that is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So over this season, while they are preaching presence, let us not despise the nature of Jesus, our Lord, that is being broken down for us. They are preaching his life. They are making it real. They are showing his obediences. Don't think you could give your body to be burnt. The passion is not the... No, that thing is ultimate obedience. But that is not the thing you are pressing after. It's daily obedience to commandments. Because that thing brings you to the end. That is the power of our Lord. If they had given him 900 years as Methuselah, he would have done the same thing. Obedience to our God. And in that short 33 and a half years, he expired every sin that, you know, sin is, well, let's call a mega church. So every sin that somebody in a mega church could have done, he suffered them all. Satan was invited to buffet him and his angels with all of them. And in no wise, he fell short of giving God glory. That is what is possible. That is what I am pressing towards. That is my high calling. I settle for nothing less. So since we have not followed Colony Device Fables, I'm excited to be journeying after my Lord together with you. I'm excited that God have given us teaching priests that could paint the way. Even when they're painting mystical things. When they were talking Christ, 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 I did not understand what they were talking about. 10 years later, I'm a little bit more appreciative of the subdivision of Christ. When they're talking presence, don't think this thing is too high. I just want a simple gospel. I just want a church where we don't do that. It's an inheritance laid up for you. Didn't we not know why our parents weren't going to work, work, work? Why they can't just play? Not so. Why they're sending us to bed? You don't always understand the reason why authority imposes certain boundaries and limitations to the enjoyment of your mind, your flesh, your emotions, all that stuff. But yield yourself. Subject yourself to it. Jesus said, you don't know what I do now. Did they understand? You don't understand now what I am doing. Let it be so. Because in a season to come, you'll be very grateful for it. So may God help us to honor these servants. May God help us to honor the word of God that we have found ourselves under the canopy of. It is for our healing and the saving of our souls. And God will bring us to a very beautiful, expected end. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeosinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.